It's been one of those years so far. No, our guys battled. Like I said, after the game, what I wanted from them pregame was energy and effort. And we got that. Mm-hmm. You know, we played with more energy than we've had the first 2 weeks. We played with better effort than we had the first 2 weeks. You know, we had this as a 8-0 game late in the second quarter. We were going down, driving. I think we had first and goal, maybe even second goal at the 4. And then we shoot ourselves in the foot again with either a false start or a holding penalty. Put ourselves in just a tough spot there. We end up not scoring. Foss ends up hitting one next play for a touchdown. That just really swung things there. It would have been interesting if we could have punched one in, just kind of see where things would have been. But, no, you mentioned more injuries here tonight. You know, everyone kind of knows who we had out pregame. You know, a lot of guys out pregame. Carter Fortman starting outside, starting DN, starting tight end for us, and had a really good year so far. He didn't survive the first drive here today with either a dislocated or a broken finger. Had to go get that checked out. We had Adrian Ryan take a shot to the head here later in the game, too. You know, I got to give our guys some credit. You know, I think we played 10 most of the game. So for a whole game, that's tough, especially on a varsity level, to play 10 guys and to battle the way they did. You know, Austin Langseth was taking some shots. He kept getting up and getting after it, though. And, you know, Nick Scow, he's not a big kid at quarterback, but he runs hard and he runs well. And he was starting to take some shots. So we tried to eliminate it quite as many carries for him in the second half, just get some shots off of him. And we said energy effort was there, and now it's the execution.